Normally, the sounds of basketball can be heard from the Decatur Recreation Center, but on this day, they were raised to make way for the President of the United States. The thunderous applause was amplified as the crowd cheered for the president after being introduced by pre-K educator Mary McMahon.
Please join me in welcoming the President of the United States, Barack Obama.
The president praised the work of McMahon and her fellow educators at Decatur's College Heights Early Childhood Learning Center. He jokingly thanked McMahon for teaching him how to count. President Obama told the crowd packed inside the small gym that he was proud of the work being done at the Decatur School. But the president also talked about the thousands of kids that are missing out on early education.
The kids we saw today that I had a chance to spend time with in Mary's classroom, they're some of the lucky ones.
His vision for the nation's pre-K program is a shared plan that will allow all four-year-olds access to preschool.
Because fewer than 3 in 10 four-year-olds are enrolled in a high-quality preschool program. Most middle-class parents can't afford a few hundred bucks a week for private preschool. And for the poor children who need it the most, the lack of access to a great preschool education can have an impact on their entire lives.
The president acknowledged how financially tough it is for states to fund pre-K programs, but in his plan, it would take a federal-state partnership that would allow four-year-olds from low and moderate-income families to attend a high-quality preschool. And that need was echoed by 9-year-old Ethan Davis, who reflected on his own pre-K experience.
We had story time, and we got to learn stuff that will get us ready for kindergarten, and it was really fun.
Rose Scott, WABE News, downtown Decatur.